Senior Story, Love is Kind. Chapter 8, Addie's Story. Mama Addie spoke to the girls. You all have a sad story in your past. What you don't know is that I too have one, and I think it's time for me to tell it. Many families left their farms in 1820 to go work in the city, including ours, expecting to make more money. Instead, over half of them ended up poor, leaving hundreds of children to beg for food on the streets. My parents worked long hours in a factory, and we had enough to feed and clothe ourselves, but I always wanted more. I was lazy and very selfish and never noticed, as the months passed, how weak and frail my mom became. When I turned 12, my parents bought me a ticket for an upcoming play. But after I refused to clean the kitchen the next day, they took it away. I was so angry, I sneaked out of bed that night and found the ticket. After school that Friday, I stayed with my friends. Then we all went to the play. But I didn't enjoy it. I was too worried about what my parents would do when I got home. Because it was late and I was alone, the street cleaners mistook me for an orphan and delivered me to a workhouse. While there, I discovered, to my horror, what my parents had endured every day for years at the factory. I was overworked, underfed, lived in filth, and seriously ill. 2 weeks later, my father found me. He said Mom had passed away. She had worked herself to death just so I could enjoy a better life. My father not only worked long hours during the day now, but also stayed up late to care for me. After 2 weeks, he collapsed from exhaustion. Now I, too, was an orphan and spent 6 years in overcrowded workhouses and orphanages. It was during this time God revealed his great love for me. He reminded me of the painful sacrifices my parents had made for me. I felt ashamed over the way I had treated them. In that moment, God revealed to me why Jesus came, to die in my place, to take my terrible sins away. God had forgiven me. I felt like a puppy who was just brought home by a new master, so loved. And now, every day, I try to live out the verse that says, be kind and tender to one another. Forgive one another, just as God forgave you because of what Christ has done. Now, I need your help, because if I report Metty, the owners will place her in a workhouse. If I don't report her and they discover she's a thief, they will remove me and someone will take my place. By now, every girl was crying. They recognized in themselves the same selfishness that Addie had when she was young, and many felt ashamed. And the thought of losing her brought even more tears. After praying, they agreed to try their best to be kind to Mettie.